January 22nd, 1993, Cotnin Kostic, Deshwaga Ganola. 3-2-1. Catherine, can you fill us in about the invitation that you've extended to the community about joining the Kitigan-Zibi Ski Club?
All right. The school has a ski club, downhill ski club. We try to go every week. Unfortunately, we were rained out this Friday, the 22nd of January. However, our next outing is scheduled for January 30th. That'll be a Saturday at Mont-Saint-Marie. We'll be skiing all day, and we hope that we have excellent weather for it. For further details, I suggest that people who would like to join us, please call the school and contact Shirley Tolley. Shirley Tolley will be the supervisor on January 30th at Mont-Saint-Marie.
And before you go any further, so, for example, how do I join the ski club? What do I do?
Well, you call the school, and you can ask for myself, and I can give you the information that you need. I can give you the dates, the times. I can explain some of the rules we have. And then that's it.
What are the rules?
Well, the rules are really two-part. One is based on our experience. This will be the third year that the club has been active. And then the second part of our rules are based on provincial legislation. They're all in order to ensure safe skiing. However, I'd like to emphasize that students who are elementary, that's grade 6 and under, must be accompanied by an adult or a parent who will provide whatever assistance is needed. For example, if you've got a little one, you may need to help them put on their boots. You may need to help balance them on the hill, etc. The supervisors are not responsible for students in grade 6 and under.
And money-wise, how much will that cost me if I join the club?
Well, that's a good question, because we are skiing at two hills. We are skiing at Edelweiss, which is near Wakefield, and Mont-Saint-Marie, which is just past Cass. Edelweiss, we have a group discount that's a little bit cheaper than Mont-Saint-Marie. So it depends where we're going, rather, as to how much you'd need to bring with you. And I really do suggest that you call ahead of time. You ask to speak with the supervisor. As I mentioned before, Shirley would be the supervisor for this coming January 30th. And check with her for prices.
So it's mandatory that even if you're a good skier, that you have to take a lesson before you join your club.
Well, I'm afraid so. I happen to believe that everybody could profit from a lesson. I don't think there's anyone here that qualifies for the Canadian team. I mean, we may have a few crazy skiers, but no Canucks.
Okay, one last question. Say I'm going with your club next week or something like that, and then you say you need the money 2 days before.
That's right.
Okay.
I need your, I'll ask for your money, or the supervisor who is scheduled for that outing will ask for your money. And if you require rentals, you must give her the information she needs or he needs in order to confirm that as well. And that's not because we want it. It's because the hills need that information in order to prepare tickets and skis ahead of time.
What about transportation? You bring that, you drive yourself or...
We have at our disposal the van, which was generously donated by the Health and Social Services, as well as Russ's buses. We have an arrangement with Pearl. And if you need transportation, it's a first-come, first-serve, because we can only take a limited number of people in the two vans.
Let's see. If I'm going and I want to drive my own vehicle, I'm allowed to take my own vehicle.
Oh, you're encouraged to take your own vehicle.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Catherine, thank you for filling us in, and we hope to see new members joining your Kitigan-Zibi Ski Club.
Thank you.
Toronto loses another game. Minnesota beat them last night 6-2-3. That leaves The Jays 10 games back of the league-leading New York Yankees, who also got a win last night by beating the Milwaukee Brewers 3-2. In other games, Cleveland beat Baltimore 7-3. Detroit edged Kansas City in 10 innings by a score of 2-1. The Tigers now a half game back of the Yankees. And elsewhere, Texas beat Boston, ending their 12-game win streak at 13. They beat them 9-8 last night. Turning to some boxing news from New York, heavyweight champion Mike Tyson and his manager today announced a settlement of their lawsuit, cutting Bill Caton's percentage as manager and giving Tyson final say in all future fights. The deal was struck Monday night and canceled hearing that was scheduled today in New York State Supreme Court. Tyson said he would not fight Frank Bruno on September 3rd in England as scheduled. Turning to our CKWE forecast, we're expecting a little bit of fog today and variable cloudiness throughout the day. It'll begin up to a high of 24. Tonight, mostly cloudy periods down to a low of 13. Thursday, calls for mainly sunny skies with some cloudy periods at a high of 26. And Friday, it's going to be mainly sunny with a high of 21, and we'll be going down to a low of 15 degrees. I'm Sherry Wydick, and that wraps up the new sports and weather.